The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome back, Buffalo Bills fans. It's Matt Warren, editor-in-chief at BuffaloRumblings.com and the host of Buffalo Rumblings Q&A on the Buffalo Rumblings Podcast Network. As always, you can send in your questions for next week's episode using our voicemail line and text line at 716-508-0405. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It'll go right to voicemail at 716-508-0405. You can tweet us at RumblingsQ&A. That's with the word and spelled out in the middle. Email us, BuffaloRumblings@SBNation.com. You can send Instagram or Facebook messages as well to the official Buffalo Rumblings accounts, and they'll make their way to me. Today, we're going to talk about my most recent contract projection for Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen after I released it on Monday morning. Questions just started flooding in to the comments section at BuffaloRumblings.com and on Twitter to the official Buffalo Rumblings account. So I figured I would shift our focus of today's podcast to deal exclusively with that, because there are so many questions and clarifications around that. So in order to answer those questions, let's first talk about the contract projection. We need to start with the premise that Josh Allen is going to be the highest paid player in the NFL, at least for a little bit of time, depending on when this contract is signed. Both general manager Brandon Bean and Allen have spoken about their desire to get the contract done this offseason, but I think that's a long shot. With the Bills' salary cap space that they have this year, roughly $9 million, and the fact that not just 2021 is already a guaranteed season under contract, but 2022 is a guaranteed season under contract for Josh Allen. The Bills exercised the fifth-year option, so he's already under contract. He's already getting guaranteed money next year, so there's no incentive really for anyone to do a deal this offseason when there's still 2 years of football left until he's going to hit the market, and then they could still use the franchise tag if they wanted to. I just don't see the incentive to rush. If you want to say, yeah, well, they should get ahead of the Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield contracts, I would say the same thing to the Browns and the Ravens. Like, why do Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson need a contract right now when they already have 2 years of guaranteed money between now and then? So I don't see the necessity for the Bills, Ravens, or Browns to get their quarterbacks under, some sort of long-term deal anytime soon. At the same time, and I know this is like probably the most controversial take in the entire podcast, at the same time, we've only seen one season out of Josh Allen at this level. You go and look at the Los Angeles Rams or the Philadelphia Eagles, who gave long-term extensions to guys they weren't 100% sure about, and they were handcuffed by those contracts. They were able to trade them, but they were handcuffed by them. I'm not saying that Allen's going to regress to the point of, say, Carson Wentz or some of those other quarterbacks that have fallen by the wayside. But, it's at least some concern that Josh Allen's done it for 1 year in stadiums with little to no fans. So, I mean, wanting to see it again isn't the worst thing in the world. And again, that's probably going to be the most controversial take in the entire podcast today. But in any event, it's a thought experiment about projecting, like, if Josh Allen signed a contract extension this offseason, what would it look like and how would it be structured? And that's the important part, because, like, anybody out there can just be like, oh, he's going to get a, you know, 4-year contract worth more than Dak Prescott just signed for. Well, that's fine. You can do that. But how's it going to be structured? How's it going to be broken down? And that's what I provided in the article. If you're a visual person like me, hop over to BuffaloRumblings.com and check it out. The first of the three contracts that I laid out as comps for Josh Allen was the Patrick Mahomes deal. And I'm very blunt about this contract. I think it's one of the worst player contracts in the NFL. A lot of Bills fans are pointing to this contract as like the ideal, what they want Josh Allen to do. And that's fine. If I was a Bills executive or if a Bills, you know, fan, which I am a Bills fan, I would want the same thing, because it's such a team friendly deal that it's almost laughable. Mahomes is going to be paid just $11 million in the first year of his new contract. He got the $10 million signing bonus plus his base salary. He'll make $23 million in year two. And then year three is $30 million. So in the first 3 years of his deal, he's making $64 million. That sounds like a lot to me. But then you look at Dak Prescott, and he got $60 million just for signing the contract. So Mahomes is going to make as much in the first 3 years as Dak Prescott did by just signing his name to the contract. So it's a bad, bad deal for Patrick Mahomes in that regard. You know, he gets a huge average annual salary, but most of that isn't until later in the contract, when who knows where quarterbacks' salaries are going to be, you know, 10 years from now or 8 years from now. You know, so he might be like the 15th or 16th highest paid quarterback by then. He's not going to know that because he signed a 10-year contract. So, you know, back to that. He makes $64 million in his first 3 years. His first $40 million season isn't until year four in 2023. So it's just not a very good contract for Patrick Mahomes. It's a great deal for the Chiefs. The two contracts that I think are much, much more likely to be used as comps by both the Bills and by Josh Allen, but especially by Josh Allen, are the Deshaun Watson and Dak Prescott deals. A year ago, Deshaun Watson signed for 4 years, $156 million. And then this year, Dak Prescott bested him by $1 million a year, 4 years, $160 million. Now, Prescott also got $22 million more in guaranteed money, which is a big deal, obviously. And so what I did was I kind of took these two deals and merged them together. Prescott famously waited until he became a free agent to sign his deal, whereas Watson signed his contract before the last year of his rookie deal, which changed the numbers. And what we're talking about with Josh Allen, him signing a contract extension this offseason, would be the same thing that Watson did, signing a new contract before the final year of his rookie deal, which allows him to spread out the cap hit. The Cowboys, to spread out Prescott's deal, added two void years at the end so they could spread out the signing bonus and restructure bonuses that were built into the contract over multiple years, including after he was done playing with the team, or at least after the original term of the contract. For Watson, they were just able to spread it out over 5 years, even though it's a 4-year extension. They were able to spread it out over 5 years, which is what I suggested with Josh Allen's contract. I wanted it to include almost or as much in guaranteed money as Dak Prescott's. It has more guaranteed money than Dak Prescott. It doesn't quite have as much bonus money as Dak Prescott, just because he signed just an absolutely massive signing bonus so that the Cowboys could spread it out over 5 years. So it has to have more average annual value than Prescott and more guaranteed money. So what I came up with was just a $1 million a year increase. The same thing that happened from Watson to Prescott, a $1 million a year increase, I did from Prescott to Allen. 4 years, $164 million. So that's $41 million in average annual valuation. Instead of $90 million guaranteed, which is what Prescott signed for, I put $96 million fully guaranteed. So that puts him, you know, at the top of the pay scale in pretty much every sense. A $15 million signing bonus this offseason would be prorated over the five total years of the contract. And so Buffalo's salary cap commitment in 2021 would only be raised by $3 million. So they could actually sign this contract this year and then not have to worry about the salary cap ramifications on the whole until next year. In addition to that $15 million signing bonus, a $40 million guaranteed option bonus is coming a year from now in 2022. And what that would also do is prorate over the remaining 4 years of the contract. So he gets, you know, $40 million a year from now, but the cap hit is only $10 million a year from now. And the reason I did that option bonus is because I couldn't put it into 2021 because the Bills are so tight up against the salary cap. It doesn't quite get him to Prescott's $60 million signing bonus, but $55 million in, you know, a calendar year is pretty darn good. Allen also gets 3 years of guaranteed money, the last year of his rookie deal plus the first 2 years of his new deal. And so that's one of the reasons he has such a high, fully guaranteed number. The structure is pretty straightforward. It just adds that $3 million in 2021. And then 2022 is the option bonus. So that's the biggest chunk of his compensation in 2022, $40 million in cash. Plus he gets $8 million in salary. So he gets $48 million in cash and $63 million over the first 2 years in guaranteed money. Again, that's, you know, that's how it comps to Dak Prescott, who got $60 million signing bonus. Allen gets $63, $64 million in the first year, or first 2 seasons, but the first 18 months of the contract. In 2023, he gets a $33 million in additional compensation. In 2024, it's $31 million in additional compensation. And then in 2025, it's $37 million in additional compensation. So there's, you know, steady increases off the bat. There is a big cap hit increase from 2022 to 2023. That would be the year I would expect a new restructure to come and spread out the cap hit over the next like couple of years, bridging the gap to another contract extension in 2024. If and when, you know, Josh Allen continues to, you know, be a franchise quarterback. There's $1 million incentive bonuses built in if they win the Super Bowl and Allen plays 50% of the snaps. That was in both Watson and Prescott's contracts as well. So just a nice, solid contract with huge money being thrown around. You can go check all that out at BuffaloRumlinks.com. And then when we get back from this quick break, I'm going to answer all the questions surrounding Josh Allen's contract projection that I posted on Monday. Don't go anywhere.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
We're back. And before I get into the questions about the Josh Allen contract extension, I wanted to let you know that over the course of the next month or so, I'll be doing my annual Ask Me Anything podcast where you can ask me anything about BuffaloRumblings.com, about, you know, me personally, my life, whatever. It doesn't have to be a Buffalo Bills related question. So you can start sending those questions in through our normal channels, voicemail line 716-508-0405. You can tweet us, email, Facebook or Instagram messages, any way you want to send in questions for our annual Ask Me Anything episode, which usually happens in mid or early to mid July. Send in those questions now for our Ask Me Anything podcast. All right, over to our questions about Josh Allen's contract extension. And the main talking point of the comment section was brought up, and it's a topic that I've already addressed on our podcast here just over a month ago, but I wanted to readdress it just because so many people are asking about it, thinking that the quarterback compensation is getting kind of out of control. Rockpile fan in our comment section asks, how about matching the 10-year term that Mahomes has? We could keep Josh in Buffalo on a stable contract over those 10 years. The Bills could offer a contract for 10 years at 15% of that year's NFL cap, and they could be guarantees and all this other stuff. So the percentage of the cap question. Andrew Brandt, former Packers general manager, advisor to the Philadelphia Eagles, ESPN's salary cap consultant, has his own podcast. I truly do recommend it if you are interested in the business of football, or the business of sports is what it's called. And he's talked about this before, tying an NFL quarterback's salary to the cap instead of a finite number. There's a few reasons that he doesn't think it's going to happen. Now, it's not specifically outlawed by the collective bargaining agreement, but in order for that to, like, every contract has to be approved by the league. And so he doesn't think that the league would actually approve a percentage-based contract just because it's problematic and sets a new precedent. He doesn't think they would want to open that box of percentage-based contracts. You know, I like the idea of it, but, you know, in practice, like, obviously this was the first year that the salary cap went down in the NFL because of the COVID-19 loss of revenue. So, you know, it's a once in a lifetime event, I hope, and or certainly a once a career event for an NFL quarterback for the salary cap to go down. It would help in some ways with long-term planning because you would know that it's always based on a percentage, but it would also mean that you didn't know what that number was going to be until very late in the process. And so if you're working in the margins of the NFL salary cap, you know, a couple million dollars here or there could, you know, make or break you. I mean, there's obviously always ways to get around that, but, you know, the whole cap doesn't exist crowd always talks about contract restructures and being able to push out money. If you're doing it as a percentage of the salary cap, there's no way for you to restructure that and push out money to later years, unless you got even more creative with the language saying that it was, you know, specifically going to be paid out in later years as a roster bonus or something like that. So it just becomes super, super complex and complicated and unable to plan for. And as Andrew Brandt says, if you don't think that the NFL owners are going to approve the deal, it takes it really off the table for me. They have the time to do it between now and next year. If they really want to sit down and make it part of, a percentage of the salary cap, if they really want to push the envelope, they can do that this offseason. And folks in the comment section bring up that Brandon Bean and Josh Allen have both said that, Allen isn't wired that way to be like, to be a diva about it and be the most expensive paid quarterback in the NFL all the time and, want more money and more money. He wants a team built around him. And so, if that's true, then maybe this is the test case, for the percentage thing. But until I get, even a hint that that's going to happen or that it would even be possible, I'm just going to reiterate the fact that I don't think it's going to happen because it's never happened and it would have to be approved by the NFL. So that's why we can't tie Josh Allen's salary to a percentage of the salary cap. KG in the comments, KG1970. I would like to see him repeat last year's number in front of full stadiums before I pay him $40 million a year. That's not wrong. I think that wanting proof of, proof of idea is not a terrible concept here. Remember, when you sign a contract like this, you're paying for future performance, not past performance. So you can't reward him for what he's done before. You have 2 years of Allen under contract. If you wait a year from now and two or three more quarterbacks sign contracts, and now instead of paying him $41 million a year, you have to pay him $43 or $44 million a year. That's not going to make or break you. It's not going to make or break your salary cap. All it is going to do is give you peace about actually signing the deal. I don't think there's a reason to do it this offseason. And so waiting so he can prove it again in front of full stadiums and not show a regression is, I think, prudent. Again, that's not the most popular take on this thread, but I'm going to do that anyway. Digital Dreamer, given Allen's age, I would like to see the Bills try to get creative and do what the Vikings did with Kirk Cousins and offer a fully guaranteed deal of 4 years at $132 million. You could mess with the signing bonuses, cap hits, all that stuff, but guarantee the entire money. This contract would average $33 million in cap hit, but also gives the team more flexibility, but gives him a lot more guaranteed money. Right. But if you're Allen, you probably don't want that because then you're going to be underpaid in years, 3 and 4 of the deal, and you're leaving, $10 to $20 million on the table. That's a lot of money. So first of all, let's start with the premise. No person in the NFL has ever signed a 4-year fully guaranteed deal. Kirk Cousins signed a 3-year fully guaranteed deal. I'm actually matching that in this by giving him 3-year $90 million guaranteed deal. It's actually more money than Kirk Cousins ever signed for in my contract. So while the full contract isn't fully guaranteed, the last 2 years aren't guaranteed in my scenario, it's still a 3-year fully guaranteed contract with $96 million, which is more than Kirk Cousins ever signed for. So he signed a 3-year fully guaranteed deal, then a 2-year fully guaranteed deal. So I do not expect them to sign a fully guaranteed contract that goes beyond that 3 years that I was talking about. Good question, though. Fully guaranteed contracts. Allen might have the cachet to do that if he really wants to. But it would, he would have to take a discount to get that to happen, like you suggested. It's a good question and a good conversation piece. Chuck Wagon and a couple other folks in the comments. I think a 5 to 6 year deal is optimal. Being able to mix the Mahomes deal and one of the top 4 QB deals that have recently been done. Even though it's not common to do a contract for more than 4 years, there's nothing prohibiting it. That's true, but again, Allen would be leaving money on the table unless you saw absolutely huge raises in year 5 and year 6. So you're talking about like a $50 million salary in year 5 and a $54 million salary in year 6. He's going to be underpaid in those years probably. If you wanted to tack those on at the end as non-guaranteed years, I'm perfectly fine with that. I just don't see the need for it if you're the Bills or if you're Allen. Too much can change between now and then. But adding a couple of non-guaranteed years of, you know, $50 million to the end of the contract could bolster all of those numbers. And, you know, be a very interesting thing. But, like, again, when you look at contracts, it's all about the guaranteed money. And it's all about, you know, what that player is likely to see. If, you know, if Allen's playing well in year three, he's already going to get that $50 million a year contract extension by then, or whatever the number is by then. And if he's not, you know, there's no reason, like, he would be cut anyways, and those are non-guaranteed years, so it's not really a big issue. It's more along the lines of, hey, let's figure that out in, you know, 4 years, as opposed to trying to tack on these two artificial years at the end of a contract just to make it a $6 million contract. And especially because, like, if you're Josh Allen, do you want to be tied to a team with, you know, that everything can change over the course of the next 5 years? You know, Brian Daboll leaves, what's going to happen with the offensive coordinator job? You know, if you're Josh Allen, wouldn't you want, you know, escape hatch at some point over the next 4 years? Dable's around for the next year, and then say he gets hired somewhere else and takes, you know, the top offensive assistant, and now you've got, you know, an offense that's not clicking, and then you're on your third offensive coordinator in 3 years because they can't find someone to replace Brian Daboll. So if you're Josh Allen, do you want to tie yourself to a team with a defensive head coach? I think that's part of it too. You know, if you're Deshaun Watson, which, you know, let's not talk about his off-field stuff, but, like, look at Deshaun Watson's situation right now. They have a brand new coach, a brand new offense, a brand new offensive coordinator. Like, what if he doesn't like David Culley? He probably doesn't like David Culley. He doesn't like his ownership. Like, things can change over the course of a couple of years. And so in 2020, Deshaun Watson signs a 4-year deal. If he signed a 6-year deal, you know, now he's really in trouble, on the field, I mean, not off the field stuff, you know, because of coaching changes. Culture can shift very quickly. You know, with Andy Reid in Kansas City, he's the head decision maker. He's an offensive coach. He could be the play caller if Eric Bieniemy leaves and becomes a head coach somewhere else. Like, you have that stability for Patrick Mahomes of a 10-year contract. But, you know, with Sean McDermott being the head coach in Buffalo, who's not the play caller, who's not in charge of personnel, who's, you know, a very good coach and a very good at creating culture, but a lot can change over the course of that 6 years. So I just don't think it benefits either side, really, to sign a 6-year deal. Thanks for that question in our comment section. Finally, over to Twitter, where InDAZN says, I'm not a capologist, but it feels like a conservative estimate. I'm expecting at least $100 million in guaranteed money. That's probably not insane. I mean, Dak Prescott had $95 million guaranteed at signing. Matt Ryan was $94.5 million guaranteed at signing. Not sure if that's fully guaranteed or, you know, practically guaranteed. Spotrac uses those terminologies kind of in similarly but independently. So, like, Patrick Mahomes at $141 million practically guaranteed because he's going to play through those first 5 years of the deal. Dak Prescott, $126 million because he's going to play through the first 3 years of that deal. So, you know, you can look at, you know, fully guaranteed versus injury guarantees. I think 90-100 million, somewhere in that range, is probably the number you're going to see. It would be the highest in the NFL right now, of any position. The most that's guaranteed at signing was the $95 million for Dak Prescott with his most recent deal. Thanks for your question over on Twitter. Again, that was a reply directly to the @BuffRumblings account, not the Rumblings Q&A account. That's going to do it for this week's episode. As always, you can submit your questions for next week or our Ask Me Anything podcast coming up in July by calling us at 716-508-0405. You can tweet us at Rumblings Q&A with the word and spelled out in the middle. Email buffalorumblings@sbnation.com. Facebook and Instagram messages will get to me as well. Lots of ways to get in touch with the show. Let your voice be heard. Whether it's Bill's question or an Ask Me Anything question, send them my way, and go Bills.